Chapter 9. Robin the Butcher. The next day, Robin was sitting on a log in the forest. He could not forget the archery competition. He had seen Prince John pretending to be king. But where was the real king? Where was King Richard? Was he still at war after all this time? When was he coming back? Robin had to find out. Suddenly, he heard the sound of a horse. He jumped up from the log. "Stop! Who goes there?" he cried. A horse and cart came to a stop on the path in front of him. "You must be Robin Hood!" cried the terrified man on the cart. "Everyone in Sherwood Forest is afraid of you. Please let me go. I am just a poor butcher. I go from town to town to sell my meat. Look in my cart, and you will see that what I say is true." Robin looked in the cart. Meat. "I will not hurt you," he said to the man, "and I will not take your money. But please do one thing for me."
Anything.
"Will you lend me your horse and cart, and your meat, and your red cloak? I want to be a butcher." The man looked surprised, but he said,
"I will lend you my cart, but when can I have it back?"
"In 2 days' time," said Robin, "and I will give you any money I earn. Now, please stay here until I come back. My wife Marion will look after you." Robin drove the cart into Nottingham and stopped in the crowded town square.
"Best meat!" he cried. "Come and buy my best meat, ladies!"
Then he saw the lady he was looking for, the sheriff's wife. He smiled as he showed her a big piece of beef.
"I sell the best beef you can buy," he told her.
The sheriff's wife took out some money.
"I will buy it," she said, "and I will cook it for dinner tonight. Will you come and eat with us? I want my husband to meet the new butcher."
That night, Robin sat at the sheriff's table. He ate beef and listened to the lords and ladies.
"And they say that the war is almost over, so King Richard will soon be back," said one of the lords.
"Oh no, I don't think so," said the sheriff. "Prince John says that King Richard is dead. His brother, Prince John, will be our new king."
"Not everyone thinks King Richard is dead," said one lady.
"You are a fool. Prince John is our king now," cried the sheriff.
He turned to Robin.
"Now tell me, butcher, where does this beef come from? It is the best we have had in this house."
"My cows live in Sherwood Forest, sir," said Robin. "If you like, you can meet me there in the morning and I will show them to you. But you must come alone. Cows are afraid of crowds of people."
The next day, Robin waited in the trees for the sheriff. He was still wearing the butcher's red cloak. When the sheriff came, Robin said,
"Good morning, sheriff. I will blow my horn and the cows will come to me."
Robin threw off his red cloak and blew his horn. But it was merry men, not cows, who came to him. Robin and his men took the sheriff's money and sent him back to Nottingham.